Hi, my name is Kalia from Pandora's Box, and today I'd like to talk to you a bit about what's going on in the world. As a specialist in narcissistic abuse, people ask me, "What do you have to say about Trump? He's a narcissist, isn't he?" Well, yes, we have a narcissistic president who is leading a narcissistic society. It's always the darkest before the dawn, and we are collectively entering a dark night of the soul. I don't say this to scare you or to bring fear. I don't believe it's a good idea to get caught up in the fear that's being spread about the world right now. Things are shifting, things are changing. We all have to be willing to step out of our comfort zones and shift along with it. I always say the narcissist is the catalyst for our greatest transformation. But it never looks or feels great going through it. The dark night of the soul is painful and it's frightening because we can't see where we're going. We don't know what's up ahead. We've been shot out of our comfort zone, our familiarity. It can be traumatic, and we may find ourselves suffering post-traumatic stress disorder. And when we find ourselves in these dark places, we need to find ways to cope. We need tools. We need hope. We need to believe there's something much better up ahead. But we may have to walk through a dark tunnel first. We may have to face our shadow that we would just as soon keep distracting ourselves from. When all the distractions are pulled out of our lives, or our former distractions don't work anymore, we're left facing the demon, so to speak. But the true demon lies within our own psyche or shadow. If we want to change our lives and change the circumstances of the world, we need to go within. And the process of going within can be daunting. Facing the parts of ourselves we would rather not look at is frightening. The human shadow is terribly frightening. We think of leaders like Hitler and how his army were just following orders when they took the lives of their own brothers and sisters. Because in this world, we are the same. We may have different skin colors. We may have different ethnic origins. We may have different religions, different beliefs, different material classes. But we're all the same flesh and blood. One is no better than the other. But in many, coming from all walks of life, people have gotten lost. Out of their own insecurity, they need to see themselves as superior. As a whole, we make others inferior to us in order to see ourselves as superior. It's a sickness that has taken root across the globe. The narcissistic entity needs to see himself or herself as better than. At the root of our superiority complex is a deep sense of inferiority, a feeling of being unloved, a feeling of not mattering, a feeling of not being good enough. And this is our collective core shame. It's a deep core shame at the root of our global narcissism. This is not the first narcissistic president we've had, and this is not the first narcissistic candidate. In the world of narcissism, we have people who express their narcissism covertly, which means it may be hard to detect or see. Overt narcissism is a more obvious form of narcissism. The overt narcissist is obviously an egomaniac, and it shows in his thoughts, words, actions, and deeds. People usually give overt narcissists a wide berth. Overt narcissists aren't well liked by people. The people who encounter the overt narcissist might feel looked down upon and undermined. The overt narcissist doesn't have many friends other than those who don't mind being placed in an inferior role or people who are just like them. An overt narcissist may be very well accomplished in the material world because their accomplishments and their brilliance is proof of their superiority to themselves. The covert narcissist is the hidden narcissist. That person is an amazing actor or actress and secretly feels superior to others while blending into a more likable and agreeable role. The covert narcissist can actually do a lot more damage than the overt variety because the deeds are so often hidden from sight. We can't see what's going on behind the scenes. There's often a lot of pathological lying going on and passive-aggressive acts that can be pretty damaging. Men and women are much more likely to date and fall in love with a covert narcissist than an overt one, because the covert narcissist is really good at playing the romance game and sweeping the beloved off her feet. So many women come to me and say, "Kaylee, I'm a smart woman. I have a PhD, a successful practice. How could I not see this?" The covert narcissist is very good at what he or she does. One wouldn't think such a person a narcissist, at least not in the early stages of a relationship. So you can't fault yourself. Sometimes a covert narcissist can keep up appearances for a very long time, after the wedding, after the birth of the children. So by the time one realizes that they're dealing with a narcissist, they're already deeply entrenched in the relationship. Covert narcissists can keep up appearances indefinitely with casual acquaintances. So the narcissistic cream has risen to the top of government. We had an overt and a covert narcissist running for president. One was obviously narcissistic, the other was a wolf in sheep's clothing. Some people have expressed anger at me for saying this because a lot of people need to believe we have a bad guy and a good guy fighting for the rulership of our country. And if the bad guy wins, we're all screwed. But it's not like that. If you haven't noticed, things are pretty corrupt at the higher echelons of government. It's very difficult for someone to rise to the top who hasn't been bought, paid off, and manipulated. Most presidents are just puppets for the agenda of the few who have the most money. We're seeing this corruption playing out at Standing Rock, where the Native Americans said, "No, you can't bulldoze your way onto our sacred land and put an oil pipeline under our rivers." They call themselves the Water Protectors. They're standing for the human rights of all the people of the earth. Still, the people with the bucks have the power. The corrupt giants had the power to get the police to bully and batter the people who were standing for what was right, and those policemen were just following orders. Then the veterans came to the aid of those standing for our human rights, and ironically, the day before they were to arrive, Obama said, the Army Corps of Engineers would not authorize the pipeline to continue forward at this time. But the Dakota Access Pipeline mega bullies are not going to give up. They don't care what's right. They care about what's profitable. And this is what we're up against in a narcissistic society. The good news is we're waking up. That's right. Why do you think there's been such a surge of narcissistic abuse on the planet? Why are so many people coming together to research and educate themselves on the topic of narcissistic personality disorder? People are starting to take notice. The narcissistic entity has found its way into our communities, into our families, and into our beds. It's such a crazy-making disorder that we end up thinking we're the one going crazy. But instead, we're waking up. We're seeing the light, and the light is exposing the darkness. When I started researching narcissism back in 2000, few people really understood what a narcissist was. Most people would think someone like Trump is a narcissist and figure if someone is not openly egotistical, he's not a narcissist. But things have changed a lot since 2000. More and more people know what narcissistic personality disorder is and the damage people with NPD are doing to others. More and more people have suffered at the hands of a narcissist. And so many people have had their entire lives ripped apart. Narcissism is no longer a hidden epidemic. It's being exposed. And narcissism can only really operate in the dark. At Standing Rock, people are finding out about it more and more and learning about this injustice. It was the number one news on Facebook, even taking the focus off the elections. We were being shown that if we don't start taking a stand for what is right, we could be bulldozed by people who could give a rip what is right. People flooded to Standing Rock to stand with the natives. Actors, actresses, and musicians got involved, and finally the veterans got involved. People were taking a stand. We can't sleep anymore. We are waking up. Evil thrives when good men do nothing. And we just can't do nothing anymore. We can't depend on someone at the head of our country to rescue us or bail us out. They've got bigger fish to fry, and it really isn't in the interest of the people or our planet. Those at the helm of our government find they need to appease the puppet masters and money-mongering corporate elite. We don't matter to them. So guess what? We have to matter to ourselves. We have to matter to each other. We have to take a stand for what is right. How do we take a stand? Well, for each one of us, it may be a little different. What you are called to do, what moves you to action, may be different than what moves your neighbor to action. The important thing is that you are moved to action. How do we deal with a narcissist? We don't give him our attention or energy. We focus on ourselves, on each other, and on what needs to be done. Maybe Trump will do some good things, and maybe he'll do some bad things. But what Trump is doing should not be where our focus is. What we are doing is where our focus needs to be. We have to know our own power to change things, and we need to know our collective power to change things. There was not just one man, or even just one tribe, gathered at Standing Rock. There were masses, and there were many tribes. Where is your tribe, and what are you going to do to take a stand? What can you do right now? What can you do in your own community? We vote every day with our dollar. What are you spending your money on? Where are you banking? You need to know what causes your banks and chain stores are supporting and investing in. If you're doing business with that store or bank, you are supporting those causes indirectly. Are you in support of Standing Rock, but banking at the banks who are funding the pipeline? There would be a huge conflict of interest there. It's up to you to learn the truth and then take a personal stand for that truth. Education is huge here. We all need to do our research in order to make informed decisions. We need to understand that it's our collective dollar that supports major banks and stores. Every day, people are voting for genetically modified organisms in our food because they buy the food. We can do better than this. Learn about where your food comes from and only support the companies who care about what is in your food. Vote with your dollars for those who care about you, not those who are poisoning you for profit. For those of you who have been involved with a narcissist on a personal level, if that narcissist owned a successful company, would you buy from him or her? Not likely, right? We need to take that same attitude out to the marketplace. It may mean spending a bit more money, but in the long run, it's worth it. Buy GMO foods today and you and your family will pay later. I guarantee it. We're waking up and we need to make different decisions in our lives. We can't continue to be one of the sleepers, the people who are so zoned out on the internet, phones, video games, television, Prozac, and fast food that they're clueless about what's going on around them. Maybe everyone who has gone through the painful journey of recovering from narcissistic abuse, and those who are still going through it, are here for a reason. Maybe the reason you are here is bigger than just you. Maybe it's an initiation. Maybe it's training. What are you training for? Perhaps this will be revealed in time. Perhaps our latest presidential elections is actually a wake-up call. Wake up. It's time to come out of our comfort zones and make new decisions for our lives. Wake up and ask yourself, what can I do today that will make a difference? And then do it. Do it every day. Make it your mission. Live in integrity with your deepest truth. What is coming down the pike? Well, we can't know for sure. The future can't be predicted because one slight change can alter our course completely. The one thing we do know is that if we all begin living our lives with consideration and respect for ourselves, each other, and the whole of our planet, we'll begin to see a new world emerge, a world that loves and considers its people, one that is concerned with the survival of our species and all living beings on the planet. Let the narcissism of the world be exposed, and when it is exposed in its entirety, it will lose power. Remember, narcissism must be inflated. It needs a power source, so don't feed it. Don't give it your power. Give your power to truly making a positive difference in the world, because your life matters. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.